Well, good evening to you, brothers and sisters. Turn with me to Romans chapter 2 and verse 11. I'd like to read that verse in the outstart, Romans 2 and verse 11. It was good to just look at those verses. I recognize those verses in Isaiah as prophetic verses. At least I've heard them referred to many times that way. And yet there is a regardless of their fulfillment, there is a beauty and promise in them, as our brother reminded us. And so I was blessed by that. But if you'll notice here, to draw our minds to the message text, Romans chapter 2 and verse 11 says this. This is a very short verse. For there is no respect of persons with God. So when about 2 weeks ago, Dwayne sent out the email saying, I believe it's Tim's turn for Wednesday night and so on, I began to think about what I should preach. And one theme that percolated through my mind, and sometimes you get these kinds of ideas, and when you sit down and really get to work on them, you don't know if it's such a good idea or not. But the thought that I continued to sort of percolate on was this idea of equality. So the sermon title is The Equalities of Humanity. Sort of a big sounding title, and obviously the subject is much bigger than 25 minutes tonight. Proverbs 22 verse 2 says this, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Early this morning when I walked out on the patio, I was just taken with the sky. It was just getting light to the east, and I could see it through the canopy of the trees, the pines, the birches, the maple, and whatever else we have there. And I was impressed by it. The sounds of the birds, the late summer fall smells, all of it that comes here, the cool air, the light fog of the early morning. And I realized that what I was taking in was another one of those great gifts of God. And it's a gift that's given to all humanity. The equalities. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about privilege in our world today and different description of privilege that you know, people have. And I recognize that there are this idea of equality and the idea of fairness. There probably have there some differences there. But in a general way, and sort of in the bigger picture of life, there's numerous equalities that we have that are very, very interesting. And one of those, as I just was talking about, is this gift of the new day. And so regardless of the rich, of the poor, of the person of influence, to the day laborer, to the whatever, they're able to wake up and appreciate a new day. And there is something about that new day. It's a gift that's given to us. And so this evening we come together here with at least a certain element of diversity. There's different backgrounds. There are different gifts. We have different ages. We have the young here. We have the old here. We have different education levels. We have different financial situations. We have different family backgrounds and health. Some of us are, you know, like they say, as healthy as an ox, and some really struggle with their health. So we have, and so I'd like to suggest that the diversity that's here is actually deeper and more complex than we may realize, you know, at the first glance. And yet this evening, what I would like us to sort of realize anew is that there are great equalizing factors that bring us together, that brings humanity together, and that levels the playing field. And that should affect how we think of ourselves, it should affect how we think of others, and it should affect how we view ourselves before God. And I think that's really the burden of the message, and we'll get to some of that as we go along here. So I have a number of qualities that I want to look at. And we may turn to some Bible verses. I'm going to reference Bible verses, but I will admit to you it's a topic that is more built on, I think, foundational beliefs from the Word of God and not just like a particular text. So qualities are the same generally for all humanity. However, where Christ is allowed to impact humanity, there's a new equality that's created as well. And so we want to talk about that in this short sermon as well. So Genesis 1 is the place that we can go for the foundation of humanity. In the beginning, God created, and he created you and I in his own image and likeness. That is an equality that has been given to all mankind. It doesn't matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter the language we talk about, the culture that we live in. We have been given the ability to reason, to wrestle with truth, to tame nature and use it to our benefit. All of that has been given to us. The list could go on. It has been equally given to mankind. And I believe that is one of the reasons why Christianity, as it is able to pierce into the darkness of, let's say, tribalism. And when people are able to understand something about who their Creator is, what he's given to them, the eternal aspect of their souls, they are given so much more as they recognize who God is. In the beginning, God created mankind in his image and likeness. The next quality I'd like to think about is found in John chapter 1 and verse 9. It's just a verse that I chose. It's a verse that I like. And it's a verse that speaks of the light of God, which is shown into the heart of every man. And so this next quality of equality that's given to humanity is the conscience. It is the knowledge of truth. And it's tied very closely to this thing of being created in God's image and likeness. But it's more than that. It's not just that we were created as static beings, but we're created with a spirit, with the ability to, a spirit that calls us up to a higher calling, a spirit that can direct our lives, a spirit that, and again, it's tied to this thing of conscience we talk about. But that conscience is an enlightenment of truth, of right and wrong, and it's an equality that's been given to mankind, to humanity. The third quality that I have here is the evil nature. We're not really covering anything new here, are we? But again, we're thinking about the human nature and how, again, the evil nature we talk about, the bent towards wrong, evil doing, selfishness, anger, all of those things are an attribute, a quality of humanity, universally. And so again, this is an equality that's been given to all mankind. All men and women are equal in their bent towards selfishness, sin, and debauchery. Now, we can start, well, are we all Hitlers? See, the point is, when you place any one of us against the moral clarity of truth and justice and right of God, that statement is correct. That all of us are equal in our bents toward selfishness, sin, and debauchery. The Bible tells us that. And so again, it's an equality that is experienced by all mankind up and down these streets. The Bible tells us that. And I'd like to just continue on with this thought a little further, because I'd like to just expand it now. With this thought of the sinful nature, the evil nature, I'd like to just bring that a little closer to us now tonight as a church as well, because that we've already established the evil nature and its equality, its universality, and the fact that it is who we are by nature. And so then for us as Christians, We believe, we accept the truth that we remain in the flesh. We are here on this earth, even though we have accepted Christ, even though we have reached out in faith, we remain in this body of flesh with its inherent bent. And so there's not a one of us here. So having stated that, having accepted that, I think I can say with authority that there isn't a one of us here who has lived perfectly in the last 6 months. I don't think that's too broad of a statement to make. We can say that. All of us know something about a besetting sin or weakness that nips at our heels. It's just one of those things that wants to get us. And we're aware of it and we battle against it, but the next thing we know, it's there again. It's right there. It's a temptation. It's something unique about maybe our particular concoction of flesh or the flesh that we're in. Our particular weaknesses, those are part of us. And so when we're in those battles, there are times when we can be overtaken by them. That is also reality. And so does that mean then that we sit here tonight as a bunch of losers in this battle? It doesn't mean that we sit here as losers. Not at all, because we press on. We give battle. And we run this race. We press back against the flesh. But we recognize this evening that there's an equality among us, old to the young, bishop to the usher, or whatever other term you want to use there. We walk the same road, and that road is a road of battle. But it's a road that we wake up in a new day with new grace if we reach out for it. But it is an equality. Let's not forget it, because sometimes we're sitting here as a teenager, and we think, well, yeah, I'm nothing like Brother Phil or Brother Tim, or, you know, I remember the day when Brother Laban was sitting here, and I don't think he would mind me saying this, but he stood up to give his counsel and he said, you know, I'm here to testify that the battle does not go away with age. And so there is an equality among us, and it should not be this thought of the battle that we're in should not be one of discouragement, but one of reality. One of an equality in this brotherhood, and one that we are committed to continue on in. There's another equality that I didn't make it to my notes. I'll take the liberty of adding it. And that is that there is an equality of I'm going to add it in with this, with my next point. There is unique gifts and opportunities given to mankind. I believe that there is an equality in that. But I want to add to that, there's also unique gifts, opportunities, and hardships that are manifested, that are equal in humanity. Again, how can you compare that? Does my difficulty, I've never lost a child. I've lost a brother, but I've never lost a child. I've never lost a partner, life partner, my wife. So how does my hardship compare? Well, we really can't make those kinds of measurements. But I believe from the little window of time that I have seen, that every one of us will face hardships that take us well beyond what we can handle. That is a universal, that is an equality that is experienced across humanity. And that's something for us to think about and to recognize that if you really haven't met that place yet in your life, that most likely it's coming. And that as Christians, we have a God who gives us grace. And that is a wonderful thing. And that is also and equality of the Christian in this particular situation. But you think of the unique gifts and opportunities. Unique gifts and opportunities afforded to all. They're not the same opportunities, but it's so interesting that in life, again and again and again, you'll hear of somebody who had this really unique opportunity that just, that how did that happen? Well, as you look at people's lives, and you like time and again, you'll see these unique opportunities, whether they be big or whether they be small, that God gives. And again, I believe that it's an equality of humanity. Think about the unique, or think about the gifts that we're given. Again, I already mentioned the sunshine, the new day. I mentioned, and we think about rain. We just think about all of the other equalizing effects that God gives across the globe. And he just gives it to all mankind. For men to use. Again, for the Christian, these gifts and the talents that we're given are to be used to further the kingdom of God and not for a selfish agenda. And we may have different gifts, but we have an equality in our opportunities to serve God with our gifts. And that's what's so blessed to see, such a blessing to see in the body of believers. And so there it is. I've often been amazed at what happens when you bring together, and I'm just going to say men because that's where I tend to spend my circles in. And so there you sit down, you have a meeting, and there's five or six or seven of you, and you just about have the whole scope of gifts and backgrounds and opinions. And anyway, you know, it's such a blessing to see that. We have an equality and an opportunity to serve God with our gifts. And again, it's not so much that the gifts and the opportunities are all the same, but we have an opportunity to use them. Well, there's a few more I'd like to look at yet, and they are more along the line of in the eyes of Christianity. And that is that salvation is offered to all. Well, that certainly is a gift that is given, extended to all humanity. And I don't know how to answer the questions, well, what about those who don't have this book? How are you going to answer that question? Because I've had that question thrown in my face already as a way to just sort of write off the whole thing. And I don't know that I have an answer to that question. That is a difficult question. But what we do know is what Jesus does tell us, what God tells us in his word. For instance, in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. I believe that is the heart of God. And I believe that in his perfect judgment, he will be able to sort through those opportunities and what all opportunities were given. But we understand that salvation is offered to all. It is an equality of humanity. This move of God through Jesus Christ has brought an equality across his creation like none other. The same grace and mercy extended clearly and simply to mankind. And we can see that. We can see that here in America. We can see that in our young ones that come to the faith. We can see it in those who we're having Bible studies with and are wrestling with truth. We can see it in Bangladesh, those places where when the gospel light is brought to these hearts, it's a beautiful thing. And you see an equality brought through Jesus Christ. The peace and grace of God flowing into hearts through Jesus Christ is a force for change like no other. And it's being extended to all mankind. It's extended equally to all. For the Christian, we carry a message that we have experienced and are living. And as we do that, as that message goes out, as the gospel message goes out, the Bible tells us that the middle wall's torn down, that the barriers are removed in humanity through the gospel message. And the rich and the poor, and the different caste systems, and the barriers that have been built up, the tiers in society, are leveled out in Jesus Christ. And that's right. And that's how it should be. And so through this work, this great equalizing work, we, those of us here tonight, become brothers and sisters in Christ. We become children of God. We become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That is a great equalizing force, reality in this brotherhood, in this congregation. And so it changes how we view each other. And while we still live in this flesh, and we still face the challenges of our brothers and sisters, and whatever all that means, we must remain grounded in this truth, that God is extending salvation to all, and He views them, us all, equally. Finally, my final point, my final equality, there could be many more, but is this, that all will kneel before their Creator. And Romans 14, verse 11. Why don't you turn with me there? If you still have your Bibles open to Romans, it's just a few pages. Romans 14, verse 11. For it is written, "As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. All of mankind. There'll be an equality across the ages, across all the diversities of God's creation. God's telling us here there is going to be a time when every knee shall bow before him, and every tongue, every man shall give account. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Even in judgment, there will be an equality because God will judge perfectly. And that's a beautiful thing to remember. And so, how does all of this tie into tonight? We are here tonight preparing for that day. And there is, well, really all of life, of our Christian life, is in preparation for that day. And so in some ways, this is a time of review. You know, when we go to school and we're learning things, the learning is one thing. The test is the other thing. The test is that thing that's out there before you that you have to pass. And so in some ways, if it was up to the students, the test would never get there. In some ways, maybe this is just a coming together, and it's a little bit like a test time. It's a time for us to say, this is sort of a trial run of me thinking about my life, because otherwise I'd be happy to just push this thing on down the road. And so perhaps that's part of what's going on here tonight. It's to remind us that there will be a final accounting. This meeting tonight is to promote obedience to God's truth and to His church. This meeting tonight is to promote peace and fruitfulness in Christ's kingdom, in His church. This meeting tonight is to prepare us, yes, for communion, to commemorate the death, the greatest move of God that He made through Jesus Christ to bring an equality. It wasn't just the Jew anymore. It was welcoming the Greeks, the Gentiles, and the barbarians, every tongue and kindred, to come forward and enter into the kingdom of God. A great equality that was given to all mankind. And so we sit here in this assembly tonight as equals before a God that is so far above us. Perfect, holy, righteous, terrible. His power, his glory and honor towers so far above his creation. It towers so far above. So far above that the peaks and valleys of who we are as individuals, it's no longer distinguishable. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I see some things in pictures. And the picture is that we become like that, the computer board. It just has all the little dimples and dots on it, which I have no clue what they're all about. But it's all just the one piece. Because our God, when we stop and we think about, if we wrestle with equality, it's because we've lost sight of who God is and his greatness and who we are. When I wrestle with equality, that's my problem. That's at least one of my problems. So may God help us as we view ourselves with our view of ourselves and of others. God bless you tonight.